News Talk 1620 WTAW had an opportunity to visit with Lieutenant Steve Brock of the College Station Police Department, wanted to get his take on more than 20 burglaries that took place over a four-day period at the end of last week, getting into the start of this week. And as we were talking about the burglaries of vehicles and residences, went ahead and visited with him a little bit with the upcoming Texas A&M home football game, some general reminders for traffic, and those of you who are planning to enjoy Saturday around Kyle Field. There was a 3 or 4 day period where there were more than 20 burglaries of vehicles and residences. That daily average seems to have gone down the last few days, but there's still a pile out there and still some people to catch accused of doing this stuff.
Between September 24th and September 27th, we showed a bit of an increase in our burglary of vehicles. We had 16 burglary of vehicles spread out pretty much throughout the city in those few days, and then we had 5 burglary of habitations. And the one thing that's a little bit different than what we've seen here in the past is of those 16 burglary of vehicles, 11 of those vehicles were unlocked, and we've been working a lot of burglaries where the vehicles have been unlocked. 5 of those burglaries, though, were forced entry where they broke a window. Now, the broken windows were done, And we believe they reached in and grabbed an item of value that was easily visible within the vehicle. So, the police department wants to educate our community and remind everybody to continue to lock their vehicles, do that, but take anything of value out of the vehicle with you or make sure that it's at least hidden out of sight, because burglary certainly is a crime of opportunity, and we want to take that opportunity away.
The other thing is, we're talking in the middle of the week. This little mini spree happened towards the end of last week and into the weekend. So that's a reminder for those who may be away from their vehicles for the ball game on Saturday or for whatever reason to pay, again, further attention to make sure that you hide your valuables or, better yet, just take them out of your vehicle altogether.
Absolutely, Bill. Whenever we have a home football game, we become a target-rich environment, and that just means an influx of vehicles themselves. Just jam-packed, any burglar or set of burglars are able to move through the community a little bit easier, too, just because we're so jam-packed. It's easier to blend in. It's easier to commit a crime, actually, when there's that many people around, or at least the vehicles are there, and now those people are, in the Kyle Field watching a football game. So, we definitely want people to hide their valuables, lock those up in the trunk, take them with you if at all possible. So, nobody wants to come back to their vehicle with a shattered window and a purse missing. So,
anything else we need to address regarding this?
Comparing the burglary vehicle numbers from this year in comparison to September of 2014, they're not that far off. They're about the same. We've got about 48 now. We've had 42 last year in September, and I think we usually see a bit of an increase in burglary of vehicles, and that's because all the students do come back in September, and we have a new crop of freshmen that come in that are new to the town as well. I don't want to say attribute the crime to that, but it certainly is one of the factors that we look at when we're trying to catch these guys.
Visiting with Lieutenant Steve Brock of the College Station Police Department, shifting from the prevention tips, hopefully to keep your property safe, to the third Texas A&M home football weekend coming up on Saturday, but being the SEC home opener and more people being in town.
It's always good to have a plan if you don't know where you're going to park, if you don't have a parking pass or something, that you want to park in. Have that plan, find out your options for transportation as far as busing in and those things and where you can leave your vehicle.
Also, getting that Destination Aggieland app installed will help you out too.
Yes, thank you, Bill. I was getting to that. I appreciate that. That's a valuable resource that we would recommend people to use. But, coming and going, we would ask that the drivers just obey the officers. They're going to be out there directing traffic. It'll be hot. Those guys are out there. They're trying to be safe as possible. There's vehicles all over the place. So just make sure drivers are paying attention and have good situational awareness. Be ready to stop. The hard stops happen all the time. But there's going to be officers out there directing traffic. Just do what you can to obey those officers. And I promise you, especially when you're leaving. You will get out much faster if you do what the officers tell you, as opposed to going off a beaten path and trying to figure out a quicker way on your own.
Maybe we'll be just as fortunate that Texas A&M will have as lopsided of a win this week as they've had the first two home games, so that the fans are going out in waves as opposed to all at once.
I'll tell you what, that would be great. I think the Aggie fans would appreciate that. I know the police department is always rooting for an A&M blowout, and I mean in the good side for us, a blowout for us, so we can get traffic out a little bit smoother. It just makes things run a lot better. So the College Station Police Department is certainly rooting for A&M to win by a great margin.
The other thing about leaving the stadium, this is the second year where there's been some changes in the traffic patterns. Do you find motorists are getting a handle on that easier this year as opposed to learning it last year?
You know, I think so, Bill. We do everything that we can to make each year a little bit better for the drivers that are coming to enjoy the game, and then obviously when they're leaving the game. We do what we can to get them out of and away from the stadium as fast as possible. So each year we do fine-tuning and we tweak things here and there, and this year we did the same thing. And I got to tell you, we hear a lot of good, and we see a lot of good results from the changes that we made. So I think things are going according to plan. And I think if you compared these A&M events and the ability to exit and how long it takes to get out in comparison to a lot of these other major events, I think we're top notch. I think it's working really well.
And always an appropriate reminder to have somebody behind the wheel who has not consumed any alcohol.
Well, yeah, Bill, obviously we want people to enjoy the game, but it's always best to have a designated driver, and that means somebody who's not drinking, not somebody who is just not drinking as much as everybody else. People enjoy the tailgates. We want that to happen. Just, you know, be smart about the consumption of alcohol if you're a passenger, and if you're a designated driver, please don't drink at all.
Thanks again to Lieutenant Steve Brock of the College Station Police Department for the hints for game day weekend, as well as the reminders about keeping those valuables out of your vehicles. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.